11 o'clock.
The Lillian Tausch begins now. Now, look, this is not a journalism symposium, but you've heard me tell you many times that it's not about the questions, about the answer. I think the most important thing about the question is, do you have a curiosity that leads to it and gives the guy an opportunity to give you an insightful answer? And I thought what Goody delivered yesterday in this back and forth was fascinating to me. And I want to see if Tausch and Jesse agree. Because here's the thing. We all agree Jaden Reed was a great pick.
Certainly looks that way.
Yeah. Certainly he's got to continue to do it. It's a one-year thing, and he's got to do more. But you get a guy in the second round, you get a guy who, in your history, you haven't had a lot of production from rookie wide receivers. Now, granted, the opportunities weren't there for them like they were for Jaden Reed. But Jaden Reed was really good.
I think Jaden Reed would have been good if there's a different quarterback, a veteran quarterback.
I think, again, who knows, right? But I think he would be the kind of guy that might have done pretty well with Rodgers.
Oh, I wasn't even talking about Rodgers. I was just talking about a veteran.
Yeah.
How were you not talking about Rodgers?
No, I was talking about Rodgers. I was.
Okay, good. I'm glad I didn't misread you there, because that would have been troubling, given the sentence finishing that happens to occur on this show. So I was just curious, because if you look back, and I explained this in the question, which I know Goody already knew these things, but they traded back twice in the second round. They could have very easily not gotten Jaden Reed because of it. But they did. And it turned out to be a really good player.
He went
so
with the, good! We didn't get Jaden Reed. Good! We'd have found somebody else.
Jocko.
Just as good.
Good old Jocko.
There we go.
Here is that exchange between Goody and I yesterday.
Curious from a process perspective, using last year's second round as an example. You take Luke at 42, you're sitting at 45. The Lions call, you move back to 48. You're sitting at 48, you move back to 50. In that time, Jaden Reed could have gone, right? And he ends up being your leading receiver. I'm curious, when you're in that kind of scenario, and you got guys that you, there might be guys that are all graded the same, but you might like one guy more. Mm-hmm. Are you taking a risk that you can lose out on the guy you like best? What's the? Yeah. Can you kind of explain how that works for you as you're going through it?
Yeah, whenever you trade back, you have to expect to lose, you know, the players that you know that are on the board that you might be willing to pick at that spot. It's just that's part of it. I think it's why we, you know, we work so hard at getting the value right of the players on the board is so that you can read it, and if you feel that it's strong and you can move back and still get you know, someone you have the same kind of value on, you do. I think you got to be very careful of falling too in love with individual players. You know, I mean, that's just I think you got to be careful of that. I mean, you have to be, I think, a little bit you know, you have to think of these things not emotionally, but just kind of like, hey, we do a lot of work to try to get this value right. If the board is telling us we can move back, then we will, you know.
Jaden goes at 49, sucks, but you got another guy that you like, right?
Yeah. Guys? Yeah. I mean, it's kind of like, you know, I mean, we took Luke Musgrave where we took him. We really liked Tucker. And couldn't believe he was still there in the third. But, you know, if we would have kept moving back or, you know, if Jaden wouldn't have been there, we could have taken him and felt really good about it. So, because, you know, those guys were rated, you know, right there. So, that's why hopefully, you know, we were talking a little bit about it being boring. Hopefully you build the board and you go through this enough to where you have enough confidence in the board to follow it, you know. I mean, you know, we're all human, and every scout in there has got favorite players up there. But at the same time, you know, we're trying to do what's best for the organization and the team, not enough for us individually.
So two things before you give your thoughts. One, clearly I would suck as a GM because, you know, as an emotional person, I would have my favorites, and that would totally botch the board. And secondly, how about the fact that they had Tucker Kraft and Jaden Reed around the same grade, and they obviously picked Reed over Kraft, and then got Kraft anyway because he was still available in the third round.
Yeah, I don't know if I always... I am not revisionist draft guy. Like, if you're in the room with cameras and they show it, great. But I'm old enough to remember Bill Polian saying Tom Brady was going to be his first-round pick.
But he was lying.
That's my point on this. General managers lie. General managers, now, do I think he liked Tucker Kraft? Yes. Do I think that's exactly how it played out? No, I don't. But he's telling you a story, and I think it's you know, you story. Can you can suck it up like soup, or you can let it sit and cool off. I think he, you know, Goody's got his board, and I think one of the things though that you're going to hear over and over is football is a relationship deal, because it is.
Apparently not.
No, it is. But there's a fine line.
Not for the GM.
Of keeping it like old boy on your other favorite movie, Moneyball.
Moneyball, yeah.
Where they don't go ahead and do anything. But this is a new era. This isn't David Justice. You know, you're sitting there. This is now, I need to have a relationship with him. And I think that's one of Goody's spots that he has lacked. And I think you're seeing it. I think he's changing. I think he's evolved. I don't think it's to the point where he's lovey-dovey and like, but do I think that he has been more, I think if you ask David Bakhtiari, I think he'll tell you he's very open and honest with me. Yeah, do I love everything he said?
No.
He didn't. But, so all of this, I'm fine if Jaden Reed doesn't go, I'm fine. You could say the same thing back, we could have had Creed Humphrey. The left-handed center,
right? And they chose They chose the wrong guy. And that
all of that, all of this is, you know, you can judge back afterwards. That's what you do with drafts. But I think Goody, if he loves somebody, and the scouts, I'm telling you right now, they have fun little battles. And I've heard plenty of times. I won't name any names.
Ah, no.
But there was a old general manager that was with Cleveland and potentially helped out with Detroit. And we always busted his chops about one of his first-round picks that he was on the table for. Not going to tell you who. May have been a defensive end out of Florida State. And to this day, you still chop him up when he's talking and he'll say something, well, you love this guy. Well, if you're going to stamp it and put your name down on it, that means a little something too. And I know Goody won't say that, but if old Milt or if any of the other guys up there are just on the table for somebody, that does mean a little something if he trusts your instincts and what you've done in the past.
All right, so, but the reason why I thought this was so interesting, Tausch, forget the other extraneous stuff. One of his best picks, it would appear, was a guy that easily could have been off the board by the time he actually went on the clock because he traded back twice and because he accumulated an extra fifth from the Lions and an extra sixth from the Buccaneers because he believes in extra swings. But like, I just think it's interesting that there's such a fine line between whether you had a good draft or not based on basically nothing that you control. Like, you have to make the right pick. And your example of you have both Josh Myers and Creed Humphrey available and you chose Josh Myers instead. Those are instances where it's in your hands. In an instance like this where we're giving him credit for getting Jaden Reed, it very well, he could have completely missed out on him because of the other decisions he made to take those trades. And then maybe you end up with a guy who's not very good because he was the last guy that you had with that grade and you're disappointed with that pick. It's just, there's so many just little kind of choose your own adventure moments that are the difference between having a draft like he had in 19 when he only got Elgton Jenkins and Rashawn Gary, who are two very good players, or 18 where you only have Jair to show for your draft, and having a draft where we're talking about how he hit a grand slam, maybe inside the park, but a grand slam home run with it.
Yeah, that's the beauty, and that's why I think people are so intrigued by this, because those decisions, not taking Deion Sanders, Derek Thomas, Barry Sanders, and taking Tony Mandarich, sets you back, but then it also gives you Brett Favre. Because if you take Troy Aikman, Brett Favre is never a Packer. And is Troy Aikman going to have the same success that he had with Dallas, with the Green Bay Packers? No, he's not. So that's the beauty and the fun of how this all shakes out, but it's a crapshoot. And the luck part of this is much bigger than what all of us lead on, but there's still variables that you can control. And understanding what other general managers and teams need and balancing that with where your guys are slotted and winning these poker hands, you have to win. You can't just win one big pot. Now, if you win one big pot, you're set for a while. But you have to steal blinds. You have to win some of those pots that you don't think are really worth anything. You keep winning a few of those, you can lose a decent-sized pot because you have this little back pile of pots that people were giving you because you were aggressive and you made the right moves.
Wait, is this still Texas Hold'em, or are we playing a different card game today?
It could be Texas Hold'em. It could be five-card stud. It could be whatever poker game you put chips in the pot for.
So did John Dorsey ever admit how wrong he was about Jamal Reynolds?
I don't know any of those names.
Whoa, Nelly!
I ask you for names, and you clam up like, you know, Lord, no, I don't know the clam.
No, I think I give names. That's not true. I give names. Mm-hmm. I name names. I mean, not right now, but I've named
sometimes
names before.
Yeah.
The clam guy from SpongeBob.
I was trying to think of somebody that clams up, and I think SpongeBob has clams in it, so maybe I'm wrong.
Have you watched a lot of SpongeBob?
No, matter of fact, kids will watch Gladiator and all these, but I don't let them watch SpongeBob. That's a weird deal.
Wedding Crashers.
No, we haven't gotten to Wedding Crashers yet. We've kept that off limits.
Well, dream fearlessly,
Gladiator,
my friend.
Gladiator was a little bloodier than I remember.
Yeah.
You don't say.
It's kind of violent.
Pretty good battles. Good battles.
Were they not entertained?
Well, they were entertained. They were entertained. And you can be entertained at a Badger game. Badger fans, American Family Insurance wants to give you and a friend a VIP experience at a Badger football or basketball game during the 2024 season. You and a friend. Pre-game, sideline, or courtside passes, the tour of the facility, and tons of great Badger merch to support the Wisconsin Badgers. Enter today at amfam.com/badgers. No purchase is necessary. Dream fearlessly. Insure carefully.
Jesse had one of my stories as a subject for today's show. Maybe we'll get to that later in the week, along with our Vontae Mack No Matter What post-it notes. But it's time now to play trivia. Jesse, today is Tuesday. Badger Trivia Tuesday is no longer. It's not time for Wisconsin geography. The draft is here. But it's not about the draft. I don't know what trivia was about yesterday, and I didn't know the phone number that people needed to call. What is today's category, and what caller would you like?
Hey, guys. The Brewers are playing the Pirates. Oh. Yar, shivery timber, it's Pirate Trivia Tuesday. Ahoy! Hoist the masses, and away we set sail for
how many
Pirate
days
Trivia.
This, how many days of this are we going to have?
Well, it is draft week, which is a favor by the baseball schedulers to do, so we didn't have to do it all.
Wait, they played the Pirates yesterday.
Oh, they got
Yar, beat. They did. But yesterday
but
was
you
the
guys
sports
didn't
weekend
do Pirate
recap.
Trivia?
Ahoy, yeah, it was the sports weekend recap. Today be the Pirate Trivia.
All right. We can hear Tausch's Irish Pirate a little bit later.
Start
here.
Warming
I was debating.
Up, old
I'm thinking about maybe taking a...
Start warming up.
I might take a little hiatus today. I will give my best effort. That's all
okay,
I can
if
promise.
You change your mind, I'll do all three.
I've never known ye to be a quitter.
Yes, you have. Caller 10. Caller 10 right now, 844-770-3776. 844-770-3776. Yar! Pirate Trivia. This brings a smile to my face. I don't know why. It's such a... It's always kind of all over the map, and I'm not sure how good it is, but we do it every time the Pirates are facing the Brewers, and we'll do it again next. Caller 10, 844-770-3776. It's Will Dean Tausch.